and go make more of tusk to fangs, you know, supporting kids, fangs, people, tusk.
Okay. And the thing is, you put the food in for the hog.
Trough.
And you had three or four of those. You said you had three or four?
Troughs.
And what would you call a hog that's growing wild?
Wild hog.
And say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry, you'd say you had to go feed the
stunk.
And if you were talking about hens and turkeys and geese, you'd say you had to go feed the
private animals, you know. You mean a combination of the horse and mules?
No, just
those.
Just those.
Probably just make one statement and go feed the chickens and feed all of them, you know.
Okay. And if it's time to feed the stock and do your chores, you'd say that it's
time to go to work.
Okay. Do you ever hear feeding time or fodder time?
Yeah. Feeding time.
Okay. And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
When it's being weaned. Sick, you know, just not actually sick. I mean, just wanting his mother, really.
What about the noise that a cow makes?
It just lows.
And a horse?
Well, it does about the same reaction, really. It's just more spirited than a cow to me.
Well, you wouldn't say the horse lows?
No. Being around it, I never, you know, call it anything. I mean, you just tell when a horse is, when you're weaning that coat. I mean,
well, just any time. I mean, any noise that a horse makes.
Well, it just knees or sort of a, I don't know what you call it, sound it makes.
Okay. Did you ever hear anybody call a cow to get her in on the pasture?
Yeah.
How did that call go?
Well, it go any. A lot of people clap their hands, and the cows come in by that. So, come and just, you know, shoo, shoo. Cow, come on. Any of your stock, the calling of cows just about gone. A cow, just like any other stock, knows just about when it's getting feed time, especially dairy cows. So you're not really much calling, and a lot of people are going to dogs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Letting the dogs do.
What is there a special way to call a calf?
If the calf is weaned, it would probably just be, you know, with a herd. But if not, it's gonna follow that mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say there's a special way. There may be.
What can you say to a cow to get her to stand still so you can milk her?
What do you milk her?
What do you say to her?
Get
her to stand still.
Well, I've seen people just stop milking, and the cow look back, and some just say, shoo, the cow will stop, some will pat it on his flank, and then most people that really don't know how to handle cows just stop milking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how can you get her to move her leg back?
The what?
How can you get her to move her leg back?
Just touch it, usually.
You didn't say anything to them?
We never did.
What about what you say to a mule or horse to get them to turn left or right?
If you're riding it?
No, if you're plowing or driving.
G and H.
Which is which?
I believe G is to the right and H is to the left, I believe.
How about calling a horse to get him down the pasture?
Well, again, same technique for the cow. Like the horse I got, all I got to do is clap my hands and he'll come.